Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Thursday, the 28th of August. Let's run you through the key cues and trends that could shape trade today. The big story this morning, the 25% additional tariff on Indian exports to America has officially come into effect, taking the cumulative duty imposed by the US on India to as high as 50%. Gems and jewelry, textiles and shrimp exports are expected to bear the brunt of these higher duties, while sectors such as pharma, critical minerals, electronics, autos and base metals like steel, iron and copper have been exempt from the additional levy. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent also weighed in on the development, saying the India-US relationship remains complicated. He said that while President Trump and Prime Minister Modi share a good rapport, negotiations over tariffs have dragged on much longer than expected. Bessent noted that a deal could have been wrapped up as early as May or June, but contentious issues like India's discounted purchases of Russian crude oil continue to stall progress. Still, he struck an optimistic note, saying that eventually both sides will find common ground. Meanwhile, in its July monthly economic review released on Wednesday, the finance ministry has said that while the immediate impact of US tariffs on Indian exports appears limited, the ripple effects on the economy pose challenges that must be addressed. Government sources also say that there is no need for panic as communication channels between India and the US are open to resolve the ongoing tariff issues, and the glitch in trade ties is only temporary, given the long-term relationship between the two nations. Back home, the Indian markets ended sharply lower in Tuesday's trade, logging their biggest single-day fall in 3 months, as investors braced for the impact of Trump's 50% tariff. The Nifty fell over 1% to slip below the 24,750 mark, while the Sensex shed more than 900 points. The pain was deeper in the broader markets, with both the mid and small cap indices tumbling nearly 2% each. Selling was broad-based, with all sectors closing in the red except FMCG. The Nifty Bank was a key drag, ending at its lowest level since 9th May. Pharma names also came under heavy selling pressure after Trump doubled down on calls for deep drug price cuts. On the flip side, FMCG stocks held their ground on hopes of a GST cut, with Britannia emerging as the top gainer. Capital market plays like BSE, Angel One and KFintech slumped anywhere between 3-5%. Market breadth was also firmly in favor of declines. In terms of fund flows, FII's net sold equities worth over 6,500 crore rupees, while domestic investors stepped in as buyers to the tune of 7,060 crore rupees. Indian markets were shut on Wednesday on account of Ganesh Chaturthi. Looking ahead, experts say the index is likely to stay under pressure as long as it trades below 24,850. On the downside, the correction could extend towards 24,150, with immediate support seen at 24,340. On the upside, 24,900 remains the key resistance to watch. Let's now take a look at the global cues this morning. Asian markets are trading largely lower, with the Bank of Korea's policy decision in focus. Closer home, the GIFT Nifty indicates a lower start for the Indian market, adjusted for Wednesday's holiday. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 managed to notch a record closing high, even as US futures edged lower after Nvidia's earnings. The chipmaker beat expectations on both profit and revenue and guided for sales growth of over 50% this quarter. Still, its shares slipped in after-hours trading, reflecting concerns about valuations. In the bond market, the US 10-year yield eased more than 2 basis points to 4.23%, while the dollar rebounded as traders kept their focus on the upcoming Fed policy signals. Commodities were mixed. Gold ticked lower as the dollar and yields firmed up, while oil edged higher on a drop in US crude inventories and concerns over the impact of US tariffs on India. Up next, let's take a look at the stocks making headlines today. Interglobe Aviation will be in focus as sources indicate that Rakesh Gangwal family is likely to sell up to a 3.1% stake in the company via block deals. The offer size is pegged at around 7,027 crore rupees with a floor price of 5,808 per share. That's a 4% discount to the current market price. There will be a 150-day lockup on any further share sale. TCS has appointed Amit Kapoor as Chief AI and Services Transformation Officer. He will head the company's newly created Global AI Unit, bringing together teams to drive innovation, build domain-specific AI solutions, and scale global partnerships. SBI Card is in the spotlight after it entered into a pact with Flipkart to launch a co-branded credit card, which could help strengthen its retail customer base. Meanwhile, Dr. Reddy's has secured an interim stay from the Telangana High Court on an income tax reassessment related to its earlier merger with DRHL. Biocon Pharma, the wholly owned subsidiary of Biocon, has received tentative approval from the US FDA for its diabetes drug sitagliptin. The approval will further strengthen Biocon's portfolio of vertically integrated drug products. Oil India will also be in focus as it has signed a joint venture agreement with BPCL to execute city gas distribution projects in Arunachal Pradesh. And finally, United Breweries has announced a 90 crore rupee investment to expand capacity at its Nizam Brewery in Telangana, adding 0.4 million hectolitres. It's time now for a Voice of the Day segment. Here is Feroz Aziz of Anand Rathi Private Wealth on what he feels could be the biggest risk to the market over the next 1 to 2 years. Let's listen in.
How would Fed roll down its balance sheet? That's what is going to impact the emerging market flows from index funds as well. Today, FIIs, the discretionary FIIs have sold, the prop FIIs have sold partially. The index fund FIIs have bought over the last 2-3 years. So one risk which I see is the Fed reducing its balance sheet. If it actually it can't do QE tapering, QT, point one. And point two is if they hold their current balance sheet for 6.5 years, also their balance sheet size reduces to half because that's the modified duration the Fed is running in its balance sheet. So I would be very keen to see 1-1.5 years. How is Fed trying to manage the balance between inflation, interest rates, and their balance sheet target of coming down? So I think that's where the large structural risk lies to all emerging markets. And I don't see tariff as a risk at all. And that's what I've been stating. If Trump tried his best to create some degree of panic in Indian capital markets, he couldn't do it. 2-3% move down. He was expecting a 10% gap down with these statements to put pressure on us. But that didn't work because FIIs have already sold. We've seen about 5 lakh crores of outflow. The Indian domestic guys have bought in about 15 lakh crores over the last 4 financial years. And in my opinion, in the next 8 years, you will see 50 lakh crores of inflow from domestic institutions. So index fund investors of FIIs will keep buying. So coming back to the point you made, what are the risks? I the whole inflation, interest rate and balance sheet balance is the one thing. If that goes wrong, there is going to be some more outflows from the emerging markets. And that's the risk I see, which can put pressure on most of these markets over the next 1-2 years.
Before we wrap up, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Japan and China later this week. He'll attend the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo on the 29th and 30th of August to review bilateral ties and regional issues with Japanese Prime Minister. In the second leg, from the 31st of August to September 1st, he will travel to China to participate in the SCO Summit, where key bilateral meetings are also expected. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. Thanks for listening.